evening at 7:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
And now it's time for Music Planet. Here's Lopa Katari.
Kamzogo, kamzogo, eh, kamzogo. Kamzogo, kamzogo, eh, kamzogo. Kamzogo, kamzogo, eh, kamzogo. Kamzogo, kamzogo.
Kamisoko from the album Griot Jazz, and what a lineup it has. Baba Sisoko, Malian Angoni virtuoso, has gathered around him a delightful group of musicians, balafon player Lansine Kouyaté and Madou Sidiki Diabaté on kora. They were all part of a residency in Paris for the production of an opera. As they were playing together every day, Sisoko ended up with many new compositions that he wanted to record with them before they dispersed their respective homes. Lansine booked the studio of a friend of his in Paris, Jean-Philippe Riquiel, a pianist blind from birth and no stranger to the music of West Africa. Well, Riquiel, listening to them rehearse, felt compelled to play with them, and so the group evolved, as did the music, organic and true. Griot Jazz is the project and the name of their debut album, out now on Caligola. I'm Lopa Katari, this is Music Planet, and I begin with an apology. Unfortunately, Anushka Shankar was due to be on the programme today, but she had to cancel. The silver lining is that we can bring you more great music from the huge pile of new releases hitting our decks right now. So, let's give a big shout out to Umu Sangare, who celebrated her birthday yesterday. She's got a new album coming out in April called Timbuktu, her first album of new material since 2017. And it was born, so to speak, in Baltimore, America, where Umu found herself locked down at the beginning of the pandemic. Here's the single from it called Sarama.
Sunny na juya, ala la joni.
Sarama from Umu Sangare's new album Timbuktu, due out on World Circuit at the end of April. And she's going to be performing at the Royal Festival Hall in London as part of the Meltdown Festival on the 15th of June. Next, music from Folk Utca, Folk Street. It's the title of a lovely album from Hungary's folk queen Monika Laktos and her band Romengo, their third studio album. She won the Womex Artist Award in 2020, the first artist of Romani descent to receive this award, for her work in keeping the music and language of the Ola Gypsies alive. At just about 30,000 people, they are a minority within a minority. Well, the band's been together 20 years, and this album celebrates that, with each member stepping up to the mic for at least one song. Folk Utca is out now on Folk Europa. This is Domimo, the little lovable boy called Domi.
Oh. Vaig ho sempre diuen, ja pots marxar cabré. Pastó, no t'hi escarracis, em volen festejar. Que en altres per casar-nos no em volen foraster.
No em volen foraster. A dalt de la mossana de Sant Pastó cabré. A dalt de la muntanya penya rai. A dalt de la mossana de Sant Pastó cabré. Per desgràcia meva, que me n'he soltat.
De Prades, les nines en són guapes, ne fan olor d'espígol i aigua de romaní. Però diuen, ai cabré, aquí no et casaràs. No volem tub de cabra, tenim el nas molt fi.
Tenim el nas molt fi. De dalt de la mossara, ne sóc pastor cabré. De dalt de la muntanya, penya rai. De dalt de la mossara, ne sóc pastor cabré. I per desgràcia meva, encara no n'he soltat.
Ciutat de Reus, les noies van mudades. El diumenge a la tarda ballen a l'embalat. No volen festejar ni fer de pastoretes i no es volen casar per empaitar un ramat.
Per empaitar un ramat. A dalt de la mossara, de sóc pastor cabré. A dalt de la muntanya, fenya rai. A dalt de la mossara, de sóc pastor cabré. I per desgràcia meva, em quedaré solter. De dalt de la mossara, de sóc pastor cabré. De dalt de la muntanya, frenya rai. De dalt de la mossara, de sóc pastor cabré. I per desgràcia meva, sóc pastor cabré, de dalt de la muntanya fenya rai. De dalt de la mossara, no sóc pastor cabré, i per desgràcia meva, quedaré solter.
Lightening the mood there with some hillbilly country music from Catalonia. Or can I call them Catalonia's fisherman friends? Whatever. The band is Fenya Rai and their album Plaza Mayor Main Square will put a smile on your face. Now, next week, on the 5th of March, the long-delayed Ravi Shankar centenary celebrations are finally happening at the South Bank Centre in London, put together by his daughter, Anushka. It's going to be a fabulous day of events, culminating in a concert when she will be joined by some of the great and good from the Indian musical diaspora, from Nitin Soni to those who studied under Ravi Shankar, like Gaurav Mazumdar. Ravi Shankar considered himself an intermediary between East and West. His work with Yehudi Menuhin, as well as George Harrison, fusion right across the music genres. And he played an important role in popularising Indian music in the West from the 50s right through to the 90s. I'm going to play you a track from the album The Sounds of India, recorded way back in 1957. It was a kind of beginner's guide to the Indian classical form. The track is called Raga Marubihag, which is an evening rag, and Ravi himself introduces the track with a quick Indian music lesson.
The modal structure of Marubihag is like this. The ascending. Descending. And the Jhaptal is a rhythmic structure of 10 beats divided into 2, 3, 2, 3, like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1. Thank you.
Raga Maru Bihag from the album Sounds of India, recorded by Ravi Shankar in 1957. And so we head to Portugal and a new sound emerging from the folk scene. This is music that is moody and ethereal. At the centre of it is producer Tempura, who goes by the name of Tempura the Purple Boy, and singer Edgar Valenci. Cinco Sentidos, Five Senses, is the second single to be released from their self-titled debut album, Bandua. It's electro-folk, Portuguese folk songs reconnecting with the old world through techno-wizardry. One interesting sound to listen out for in the album is the inclusion of the adufe, a 1,400-year-old drum specific to Valenti's region of Beira Baixa. Yep, pretty ancient.
Cinco sentidos, já todos vou distinguir, e já os levo perdidos. Chuta, amor, se queres ouvir. Thank you. sentido mais uns tantos em comum. Sem ti eu fico perdido, sigo só sendo mais um.
Bit of electro folk there from Portuguese duo Bandua, the title also of their debut album, out now on Dutch label Frente Bloi Varista. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. Still to come, our classic artist today, Elsa Suarez, who passed away last month. This next bit of music is from Danish guitarist Jacob Gorevich. He has a huge online fan base, 100 million hits, helped in part by the fact that the title track of his debut album, Lovers in Paris, was remixed and became a hit on the Ibiza club scene. Yellow Spaceship is his latest offering, out now on Danish label Music for Dreams, and it is wistful and full of sorrow. And on this track, Melancholia, he has a bit of celebrity assistance. Indeed, who better to get that feeling of love and longing across than Grammy Award-winning Spanish singer, Buica.
Ven, ahí está la puerta de salida. Ven, pongamos rumbo a las estrellas. Hey, let's fight for love. Alejarnos de la ira, ven, que ya no nos dañe más la vida, baby. Durmiendo ya la luna, hey.
que sí. Creo que a fin de cuentas merecemos sí. Lo mejor de todo en esta vida. Y ven
navegando a la deriva.
Porque si hay amor, habrá valor y habrá felicidad. Rompe tus cadenas, ríndete por nuestra libertad de amar.
Melancholia, featuring the queen of pathos, Buica. It's on Yellow Spaceship from Jacob Godovich, out now on Music for Dreams. Last month, an absolute powerhouse of song, Brazil's legendary singer Elza Soares passed away at the age of 91, and she is Music Planet's classic artist today. Elza came from humble beginnings. She lived in a favela in Rio. Her mother was a washerwoman and her father a factory worker. Her father forced her to get married when she was just 12 years old, and a year later she had her first child. To make much needed money, she used to sing. By the time she was 21, she was a widow with five children to look after. It was then that she began building her career as a singer in the clubs in Copacabana. Over the next 60 years, she never forgot her impoverished childhood and triumphed over the personal tragedies that plagued her life. She was forever redefining herself and her music, and she used it as a platform to give voice to her views on racism and women's rights, domestic violence and drugs. For me, it was her album A Mulher do Fim do Mundo, Woman at the End of the World, that she released aged 85 in 2015 that really brought her to my attention. She said she wanted her album to be about sex and blackness, and it is bang on the money. I saw her performing to a sold-out Barbican Hall as part of the EFG London Jazz Festival in 2016, and it is still one of the best gigs I have ever been to. I've got two tracks for you. One of her first ever hits, Se Acaso Você Chegasse, If By Chance You Came, which was the title track of her first studio album recorded in 1960 that made her a star in Brazil and beyond, and the title track from A Mulher do Fim do Mundo that introduced me and a whole new audience to her formidable voice.
Meu choro não é nada além de carnaval, é lágrima de samba na ponta dos pés. A multidão avança como um vendaval, me joga na avenida que não sei qual é. Pirata e super-homem cantam o calor, um peixe amarelo beija minha mão. As asas de um anjo soltas pelo chão, na chuva de confetes deixo a minha dor. Na avenida deixei lá a pele preta e a minha voz. Na avenida deixei lá a minha fala, a minha opinião, a minha casa, a minha solidão. Joguei do alto do terceiro andar, quebrei a cara e me livrei do resto dessa vida. Na avenida do Seu choro não é nada além de carnaval. É lágrima de samba na ponta dos pés. A multidão avança como um vendaval. Me joga na avenida que não sei qual é. Pirata e super-homem cantam o calor. Um peixe amarelo beija minha mão. As asas de um anjo soltas pelo chão. Na chuva de confetes deixo a minha dor. Na avenida deixei lá a pele preta e a minha voz. Na avenida deixei lá a minha fala, a minha opinião. A minha casa, a minha solidão. Joguei do alto do terceiro andar. Quebrei a cara e me livrei do resto dessa vida.
Two tracks there from Elsa Suarez, Queen of Samba, starting with the 30-year-old Elsa adding a bit of jazz to samba on Se Acaso Você Chegasse, the title track of her first album, followed by A Mulher do Fim do Mundo, the title track of the album that won her a Grammy a few years ago at the grand old age of 85. Now, DJ Click, producer, label owner and musician known for his love of all things gypsy and Balkan, has stepped into a different world for the album Mercy Gate, out now on No Fridge. He's teamed up with Jerusalem-based producer and multi-instrumentalist Itai Binun, and the result is a more meditative, introspective blend of electronics, instruments and voices. Mercy Gate, known as Golden Gate, is the east-facing gate of the old walls of Jerusalem. The song I'm going to play is Mash'al and features the singer Einav Dahari.
Thank you.
The voice there of Ainav Dahari on a song from DJ Click's latest album, Mercy Gate, a collaboration with Itai Benoun, out now on Click's own label, No Fridge. And that's just about it for Music Planet this afternoon. Next week, Catherine Tickell will be here. And if you're wanting a bit of sun, sand and sea, the programme includes a road trip to Barbados. I'm going to leave you with one last nod to Ravi Shankar and the long-delayed Ravi Shankar centenary celebrations that are happening at London's South Bank next Saturday, the 5th of March, organised by his daughter Anushka. This is the last few minutes of Bangalore Dilakshyam. The whole track runs to about 25 minutes, so Music Planet ears, feel free to listen to it in its entirety at your leisure. It's from Live in Bangalore, a recording of a concert in 2012 that took place in the Bangalore Palace grounds. It turned out to be the last time that father and daughter, Ravi Shankar and Anushka, played in public together. Till next time, here's Ravi and Anushka Shankar and Bangalore Dilak Shyam.
Ravi Shankar performing with his daughter Anushka in Bangalore in 2012. Music Planet was introduced by Lopa Katari and the producer was Roger Short. Now it's 5 o'clock on Radio 3, time for J to Z.
Uh-oh, you know what it's about time to do? We're going to New Orleans!
gonna take it to New Orleans to a Mardi Gras. It's Mardi Gras in Montreux. I'm going to New Orleans. I want to see that Mardi Gras. Yes, I'm going to New Orleans. I want to see that Mardi Gras. But when I get down there, I want to see the Dirt Dozen Band. And I'm going to stay right there, down on Rampart in Dumaine. I'm gonna stay right there until I see that whole parade.